How do you keep confident in spite of the challenges in today's world? Have you heard of imposter syndrome? How does cancel culture affect one's confidence? Hi, I'm Luna, and you're listening to the new episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. Our topic today will focus on facing and overcoming life's challenges with confidence in today's world. By today's world, I mean, how do we keep a high self-esteem when your authenticity is always being challenged? There is a study that says 60% of people using social media reported that it has impacted their self-esteem in a negative way. We are going to talk about the meaning of imposter syndrome, targeting our confidence about our abilities, and what are the ways that we can shake it off. Also, how does the mentality of cancel culture affect both our confidence and self-esteem? If you are new to this podcast, one of our goals is to spread and build awareness by interviewing people who are experts in their field and passionate about their advocacies. With that being said, if you haven't gotten over the Miss Universe 2020 pageant yet, that was held on May 16. Our guest today is a former Binibining Pilipinas World and Miss World 2003 Top 5 finalist. She is definitely more than a beauty. In fact, she is also a motivational speaker, a personality development expert, an entrepreneur. She is the founder and chairman of Mafe Management Consultancy. Apart from managing talent, she is also a wife and a mother of six. Listen to this episode with Mafe Yunan Belasco. If you want to learn, unlearn, and relearn, listen to this episode. There we go. Sakto yung bilang ko. Hi, Mafe.
Hi.
I just did a little introduction about you.
Thank you. I heard you. You're so amazing. Thank Again, you for having me.
Of course. Actually, it's our honor for you to be here tonight. Thank you for sharing your Friday with us. Again, I want to talk about how you face and overcome challenges with confidence in today's world. Everywhere you look, our authenticity is always being challenged. There's the imposter syndrome. There's the cancel culture. I want to hear what you think about it. And when I was searching about you, most of the articles that I read about you, they are all beautifully written. So these are only evidences that you are a woman of grace. And, you know, it's parang talagang sa mga articles, sa mga blogs, parang napaka-superwoman mo talaga. So I'm like, lalo ako na-curious. Eh. I wanna know more. From the time that you joined, you know, winning these big titles, from 2003 or even prior to that, kasi diba you won a title in Australia in 1998, yes. Am I right? There.
Yes.
So, I want to know the differences from that time up to now, with now that you're a motivational speaker and an entrepreneur. So, I want to start. So, we all have our definition of confidence, you know, what it's all about. And I'm sure it's not easy to be a beauty queen and hold that title for the rest of your life. So, I want to know, again, prior to you joining and winning these major titles, how did you develop your confidence and self-esteem? Mm-hmm. What can you say about the differences of Mafe then and now in those terms?
Well, how long do we have? There's many chapters to this story. But to start off, I really have to thank my parents for instilling me faith. I truly believe that my faith and, you know, being a believer has really guided me up until now in all the challenges and all the opportunities that I was blessed with is because of, you know, knowing that God was always by my side. And when you know that, then I truly believe on that different level of confidence, right? We're here on earth for, you know, for a moment. Even though we feel like it's for a long time, we're here to leave a legacy. We're here to spread goodness and share our talents, share wisdom. And just from watching my parents go through life, because they were my first teachers, you know, they were my first guidance. And seeing them through struggles, seeing them getting through moving their family to another country, and just leaving their comfort zone also, I think, was part of my confidence building. Because I was seeing it growing up. You know, I saw the sacrifice. I saw us moving to Australia, which was, of course, a beautiful country, but then still living in a laundry room in the backyard, somebody's mansion. That was our first home in Australia. And I saw my parents pray the rosary every night. I saw them really, you know, learn how to maneuver in a new country without being, you know, really guided. You know, it's like, okay, you're here now. Go find work. Go find the train station. Go find the city. And I was 6 years old. Another chapter, I think, that built my confidence is I was bullied. You know, I was bullied when I first got to Australia. And then seeing how my mom reacted to that, because I hid that from her. You know, there was a girl there that would pinch me, that would punch my side. And since a Filipina girl new to Australia did not know what to say or do, or even if I tell the teacher, I might get in trouble myself. So I would run home and hide just outside our home and cry it out and then go back inside to the house. And until one day, maybe it was God too, he had my mom find me, finally crying. And she was like, Mafe, what are you doing? And I was like, and I was so scared. I was so scared to tell her what's going on. And finally I told her, you know, this girl at school is, you know, bullying me. She's pinching me. She's punching me for no reason. My mom stormed back to school. She's like, no, we're going there. And I just witnessed her as a strong woman confront the girl who was, you know, treating me that way. Don't touch my daughter again. If you do that, I'm going to tell your teacher. I'm going to tell your parents. Leave her alone. You know? And just seeing my mom react that way, just being my protector. I followed her footsteps. I became a protector to my brother. You know, I didn't want him to get hurt. And I would, even in my recess, in my break time, I would find him just to make sure nobody's like hurting him. And I think that's what brought me to being maternal, you know, that maternal instinct at a young age. And then leading up to, you know, teenage years. At 9 years old, I was introduced to tennis. I think my dad already introduced so many sports to myself and my brother at the time so that we can find, you know, I guess I love a passion for sports so that we will not be distracted by, you know, the distractions.
And the discipline.
Yeah. So that's where I learned to be responsible for my own actions, to be disciplined for my health, for my skills. And the game of tennis, and if tennis lovers who are watching, French Open is starting on Sunday, so tune in. If you think of the game of tennis, especially when you're playing singles, you're the only one in the court. So it's up to you to decide whether do you run after that ball and win hit a winner, or sit back and be lazy and not you know, take that chance. So if you align that with life, the tennis ball is the opportunity, the blessings that's coming your way. If you don't grab it or hit a winner, it's going to go by you.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't know when that next opportunity will happen. So I am grateful for my parents again for introducing me to this sport, because until now, I'm still a tennis coach. It's my first love. My husband.
I was supposed to ask that if you're still playing tennis.
Yeah.
So you are still a coach.
I coach all age groups, you know, because it's my happy place.
You know,
it's where
When I was reading some articles about you, ang dami mong ginagawa. I can't even keep up with my 9-to-5 and this podcast. How are you doing all these things?
Well, that's the thing. I'm being intentional of the reason why I do things. You know, I mean, being intentional about sharing my talents, sharing what God gave me. I might not be a good dancer or a good singer, but I can speak. I can share my story. I'm not afraid to share my challenges because I know I'm saving somebody else's life. You know, it's either the avoid the decisions I made because I'm telling them, no, go this way. Because I tried it already. I did it for you. I was the guinea pig. You know what I mean? Do it this way and trust me. You will have happiness, joy, achievements. So that's why I'm really passionate about giving back to the youth. You know, they are my target market, to my target audience. And maybe that's the reason why God blessed me with so many children, because he knew that I can't handle it. But I'm just so proud of my children because they're my inspiration.
I'm so glad that you mentioned the importance of the support of the family. When it comes to your confidence and self-esteem, kasi doon talaga nagsa-start lahat eh. Before you go out, you know, exposing yourself to the world and to whatever environment na macha-challenge ka, the importance of that, yung stability and the support from your family, building that confidence and self-esteem talaga is very important. I'm glad that you mentioned that. And I really like when you mentioned that everything that you do, it's intentional. Ang galing. Kasi that's what motivates you eh. If you have that intention eh. Diba? Kaya siguro ang dami mong ginagawa. It's so great. I'm really glad that you... Na-curious lang ako, ginawa mo rin ba yung ginawa ng mom mo na at one point in your life in the family?
Well, you know, I've always been a protector of my children. And I believe my children has... They've experienced a little bit of that, but at the same time, Nick and I have also taught them to stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, be that strong voice. If you don't feel comfortable, say so. You know, you don't just sit there and just be a yes man and take in that when you're feeling uncomfortable. So, right. Yeah, I'm proud of my children because they're all very strong. For sure, there's still many more things to experience and to learn. But again, you know, Nick and I really instill in them the core values of integrity.
Yeah.
You know, being the same person regardless of who's in front of you, because that's what matters. People
exactly.
will see right through you.
And it's important to teach children how to understand why some people are being a bully. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Para naiintindihan mo rin how to deal with them. You know, maybe this person is hurting. So it's also very important
exactly.
to let them know how to understand them. Will you be comfortable sharing with us the times that your confidence knocked you down, like as a woman, as a mother, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah. Even before becoming a mother, there was so many relationships that I thought were okay. And I was either heartbroken or, you know, and this is not just the opposite sex. It's also, you know, friends that I thought were like good friends of mine, you know, but that's part of life. You meet people for a reason. And they say that relationships are seasons. There's seasons for now. There's seasons for the future. And there's relationships for a lifetime. So you just have to really identify the relationships that you build. Is it good for you? Or is it for a learning experience, right? Just the game of tennis. I learned this from another mentor of mine. His name is Romeo Marquez Jr. And I always acknowledge him for this because I love it. As an athlete, a loss is not a loss. L is not a loss. It's a lesson, you know? So you have to understand that situations were put in. And this is also a conversation I had before, earlier, is that we are meant to go through things. We are meant to meet certain people. It's because we're learning. We're growing. You know, it's never a breakdown. It's a breakthrough. You know, so we really just have to understand that. And for me, I wish I knew the things I knew now when I was younger, though I was always hungry to learn. So I ask a lot of questions, you know, I read, I even analyze people's mannerisms, you know, just understanding their ways.
Yeah.
People who are successful, why are they successful?
Yes.
What do they do in their life, you know? So yeah, it's just being hungry to learn. And there's so much resources, especially now.
Right.
We've got social media, we've got
Google,
you know, online.
Everything is just one Google away.
Right.
Oh, that's
but
true.
Then be intentional also on even just learning from the people who are in your home. I love asking questions to my grandparents. I love asking questions to my aunts. You know, my dad is from Tarlac. He's Kapampangan. So I even reached out to my auntie to teach me Kapampangan to surprise my dad. You know, because he never really
that's
called
sweet.
Me Kapampangan. So, I mean, you know, you have to be intentional on learning. And at the same time, you know, it's family.
Right.
Spend time with family.
That's true.
I've mentioned this earlier, everywhere you look around, there's a lot of pressure that would test your authenticity. Again, we have the social media, which always target your self-esteem, diba? It's sometimes it's creating a need na hindi ka naman dapat talaga ma-anxious or maiingit. But, you know, sometimes when you scroll too much, it's you're always being challenged. So, I want to talk about certain things. So, the first one would be, when it comes to your authentic self, how, like, sorry, bago ko makalimutan, I remember in Instagram, I saw this one post that na sinabi na who you are depends on your algorithm. So, minsan, hindi mo alam, yung mga sinishare ko ba, ako pa ba yun? Diba? Yung mga sinasuggest ng Netflix na pinapanood mo, is that still you? That there's just a lot of things happening, diba? So, at one point, were you affected by these external factors? And if can you remember one particular scenario that challenged your authenticity? And how do you always go back to your authentic self?
Well, for me, you know, especially now, I have children, right? And my children are growing up in this generation. So I want to be that leader for them that is authentic and like just being real, you know, just understanding that, okay, sige, if you don't want to post right now and if it's not you, don't do it. You know, for me, I intentionally reached out to my family and friends who are in the dark, right? The question that you're asking me now. And so me also researching and building my company where I support creatives, where I support people who are sometimes not confident on having a voice. I did a lot of research on that, you know, and I also experiment on my own feed on how people, you know, react and how they would acknowledge. And this is not, it's not that I'm not, you know, I care about how many likes I have or how many comments. It's just that it's nice to know that people are listening and you're an influence. So that's the reason why I also, like, you know, it's been years, even before this pandemic, that my family, including the children, that we created a campaign, hashtag Save Lives Online. So we're now very intentional what we post. For me, I read the Bible verse. That's my morning habit. And I share that. And when I started doing that, where I wanted to, you know, share it with my family and friends who needed that boost of confidence, I didn't realize that strangers were also tuned into what I was posting. So when, of course, life happens, I'm a businesswoman, I'm a mom, so some mornings maybe I'm unable to post. So I would receive messages telling me, hi, Miss Mafe, I think you forgot to post the Bible verse today. You just don't know how much it changes my life or puts a smile on my face whenever you do that. So I got chills, you know, it was just message after another. Another one was, thank you for sharing that. You just don't know how you saved my life.
That's nice.
You know, when you receive that kind of feedback, you will know there's more people like that. So you continue that kind of mindset on the online space. I know it can become overwhelming for others, but if you have that kind of direction or that's your passion, is to influence others for the better, to make sure that you are that light in their life to be a better version of themselves, then you'll have that mindset that, you know, it's okay if people don't like my post, but I know who I'm wanting to like my post, or I'm directed to, you know, asking these questions. Lately, if you saw my post, I asked, you know, what is your love language? Yeah. You know, people love to share their feelings, right? And that's true. My husband said right there, same as mine. We're so proud of that, you know, campaign, because it's timely right now, right?
That's true.
Even your podcast.
Yes.
It's an inspiration.
That's true. Alam mo, gusto ko yung sinabi mo na you can still be authentic even if you're doing it online.
Yeah.
As long as the goal is, like, it's always intentional. Whatever you post, it's always intentional. You can still be authentic. Yes. I really like that. Oo nga, no? Minsan nakakalimutan natin yun eh. And I really like your goal. Go.
And to add, you know, people will say that it's like, oh, what you post is fake and this and that. Okay lang. What do you want to spread? You want to spread positivity. So when you're happy, sige, post. But when you're sad, wag ka naman post. don't even look at social media. You know what I mean? Because someone might be having a great day tapos mag-post ka ng nega, then you're like making a domino effect. Let's create a positive domino effect. You know, okay lang mag-detox kayo sa social media. But when you're, you know, at your happiest, share it. Okay lang. And for the people who, you know, do not agree with me, then it's okay. We all have our opinions. But for me, this is what I'm doing. Because this is my goal, is to put a smile on somebody else's face daily.
I love it. We should follow all the Save Lives online.
Yes.
Do you have a page for that? Instagram page for that? No.
It's my family's page. It's my page. You know, you can follow all the Velasco.
I love it.
We don't need to make another page.
Grabe. So it was a parang family meeting. I want to do a campaign, and that's really nice. Talagang you get your confidence and the self-esteem from your faith, and the support from the family. You know, within the family, na grabe. Alam mo ang ganda nun. Sorry.
Thank you. I guess to add, our own podcast, which is In Love With Me series. That would be what I would. I guess align it to Save Lives Online. That is also a family production. I'll guess you this.
Wow.
See, if you watch my past episodes, my family is the production on top of my team from Mafe Management. So you will see, you'll hear music directed or composed by my son Mike. The graphics is done by my son Moses. Of course, supported by my team members in Mafe Management. Nico, my eldest son, is the producer, director, and behind the scenes.
Wow.
My daughter is the voiceover. And then at the end, you hear my 5-year-old and my 1-year-old voice in it too. And of course, my husband is my biggest critic, a positive critic, that is. So you will see the progress on how it looks. Because we also started with Zoom. And then we introduced the StreamYard. So ngayon, it's parang TV show na siya.
The second point that I want to talk about is about imposter syndrome and how it's affecting one's self-esteem. So I just want to remind your listeners that imposter syndrome is the idea that you've only succeeded due to luck, not because of your talent or qualifications. You feel like you don't actually deserve your job and accomplishments. Now, before I want to ask you this question, Mafe, I just want to share this a bit of my experience with, kasi naapektuhan din ako ng imposter syndrome talaga. When me started the podcast, it was more about, you know, a passion project na, hey, maybe we can create a content online because it's something that, you know, it's fun and I think I can do podcasts because why not? Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing something, you know, being creative when the lockdown started, diba? Everybody's in quarantine, so why not? So at first we were like, okay, kahit walang makinig, okay lang. As long as, you know, we're creating and doing stuff online. And then eventually, you know, the analytics hit us na parang, I feel like this episode is really good, but why are they parang not continue parang listening and or ending the whole episode? Or why do we only have a few listeners and stuff like that? And then it came to a point that I started questioning myself. Now, maybe I'm not really for a podcast, you know? Maybe I'm not really that good. Maybe there's just a lot of maybe. And ang taas na nung anxiety ko, and dami ko ng doubt about myself and about the podcast. I just want to stop bigla na lang. Parang, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. Until when I learned, so there are ways, diba, na how I overcome that imposter syndrome. Nung natutunan ko na parang, you know what? Ayoko nang, like, if I'm having a, like, if I just had an interview and I feel like, you know, it's not that good. Or I feel like it's not that good, but my partner would tell me, you know, it's okay naman. Or some people, no, it's okay, you're actually good. Pero ako parang, because my standard talaga, I'm medyo, I wanna say I'm a perfectionist or mataas ang standard ko talaga for myself. Like, I'm not a very competitive person, but my standard sa sarili ko ay mataas. So, I can't even listen to myself. Pero nung nag-start na ako na parang, you know what, I think our goal should be, doon na nag-start na. We started, and nag-create na kami ng objective sa podcast na at least one life or two And we need to create episodes that would touch lives or at least, you know, help spread awareness. So doon nag-start. So hindi madali ang imposter syndrome. That's what I'm only trying to say. And that's, na-overcome ko siya in a way na parang, okay, fine, whatever, that's shitty. And then you just move on. And then on to the next episode. And then you just do your best again. And that's it. You just have to let go, di ba? So I want to ask you, ikaw, Amafe, have you ever experienced this? As a motivational speaker, as an entrepreneur, meron bang parang nag-kick sa'yo na parang, you know what, maybe baka hindi naman talaga ako pang motivational speaker. Yeah. Did someone ever challenge you or you experienced this imposter syndrome?
Yeah, one of them is right here. My husband.
Ay, naku, yung mga partner talaga so natin minsan.
And I know, but the thing is, without his encouragement and his real talk, I would not be the woman I am today. Yes, you, but I love you so much, Nick Belesco. Before my husband, you know, going back to when I was younger and being introduced to tennis again, you know, it takes a lot of skills of practice to achieve, I guess, a championship or winning a game. So you need to really do a lot of research. You need to do a lot of preparation, practice. Practice makes perfect. So I was able to gain the confidence in the on the tennis court. Now bring me to the pageant scene. That's a different ball game.
Yeah, because I want to hear about that.
Right. So with that kind of feeling, I was not, you know, in the mindset that I have to win. I was there for the experience. But every chance I got to reaching a level to where I became Miss Philippines, yeah, that's when it was pressure. Because at the time when I was crowned Mini Mini Filipinas World back in 2003, we did not have a Miss World crown yet for the Philippines. So for me, the steps I took to getting there, it was like, I'm enjoying life. I'm enjoying experience. I'm enjoying just meeting people. And then I got to Miss World. Iba na yon. I was wearing a sash with my country on my chest.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, I'm more open now to talk about it. I had anxiety. I had maybe, I don't want to say depression per se, but I really had feelings where if I don't win this, I'm not good enough.
Or sorry, my question ako very quick country. About that.
Yes.
Like before the Miss World or during?
When I was there na. When I was there na.
During. So, na-depressed ka and may anxiety. Yeah. Okay, that's hard.
Because I was like balancing the moment and balancing I have to win for my country, you know? Although back then, social media was not super heavy when I was on the Miss World stage, but you really need to put yourself out there to be seen, to be put on the newspaper, to be, you know, interviewed, to be talked about. And so how I was able to do that, of course, I really wanted to do my best, but I made authentic connections because I was it was just in me to take care of people. So just, you know, backstory, not aligned to what we're talking about, but Miss China was the host candidate. And you know, when you're in competition, you see that when the host candidate is somewhat the highlight, right? So all the girls will dick it with her or stand by her when the media is there. And then when the media is gone, disperse. And she's like just standing there like, oh, okay, I'm really alone. So I felt sorry for her. I made, you know, friends with her, even, you know, with no cameras around. And we became really good friends to the point that she was, you know, translating everything for me. And she was teaching me Mandarin and everything like that. And then all my efforts of really making that genuine friendships, I would, like, when we would go visit the amazing places in China. Actually, I was just talking to my daughter about this because she was sketching the forbidden, what do you call that? The forbidden place.
Not familiar, sorry.
So I visited that area and I was like, wow, you're bringing back memories. And she was sketching, like, the, you know, the tourist attraction. And so I just remembered that I was just so in awe with what I saw, because it was my first time in China, that I would just wander off by myself. You know, I had no phone then, so I didn't need to take selfies, but I was just absorbing the moment. Like, I couldn't believe that I'm the only Filipina that's here in China representing the Philippines, and then I get to see this. And so all of a sudden I hear, Miss Philippines, Miss Philippines. And so I turn around and it's Miss China pulling me to take a picture with her in front of the media.
Aww.
And I was just like, whoa. So this is what I got at the time. She was just like, you're doing a great job, Mafei. Keep doing what you're doing. You're in all the front covers of the newspaper. But that's the thing. The lesson there is make authentic connections, because you just never know what kind of blessings that you will be granted, right? Just understanding that everybody on earth is deserving to be here. So you don't, you know, you don't say, oh, I'm going to stick with these people because they're cool, or I won't be with them because, you know, they're not cool. You can't be like that. You have to treat everybody with respect. You have to treat yourself with respect. And the universe will always grant you back. So going back to our topic of imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Although kiniklaim ko na, I'll be the Miss World, at the same time, merong other voice saying, oh, you have to win, otherwise you're gonna disappoint your country, you're gonna disappoint your family. It was like a battle. And you know, and at the same time, I wore 6-inch heels every day with makeup, you know, just having that posture. So that's the reason why I'm very, very, passionate about giving back to the girls now. Kasi mas mahirap yung ginagawa nila. They have social media now. People, you know, guys, the keyboard warriors.
Yeah.
Man.
I know,
kasi human
right?
beings din kami.
Correct.
You know?
And
so you don't want to add on to the plate.
Ang ganda na you're opening up about it, how you felt at that time.
Yeah.
To think na ang taas ng anxiety mo, and you were having depression at that time, pero your top 5 finalists, diba, paano mo, paano ka umalis in your head while doing the pageant when you were walking and competing? Paano, is it, I want to assume it's partly because of your faith, is it? And what else?
Yes.
Can you tell us more?
My faith, and then there, just making the genuine connection, knowing what your intention is, being there. For me, it was to meet so many people, to speak to everyone, for them to not forget me, even my chaperone. You know, you need to understand that in the pageant world, the show itself is just a show. You're already being judged. Your character is being judged the whole month that you are wherever which country is hosting.
Pero meron pang point na dumating na parang medyo kinwestiyon mo yung sarili mo na parang parang hindi naman dapat ako talaga papasok. But yun, something like that. Or meron ka bang ganun na you doubt yourself, or parang medyo you were hard on yourself dahil hindi ka nanalo? I mean, you actually won. But yung title talaga, may ganun ka ba?
Well, of course, I have no regrets, because it brought me to the blessings I have now. And that's something that I didn't know that was going to happen. But I just trusted that God had something better for me. Although that experience was something that is once in a lifetime. Again, going back, I was the only girl from the Philippines that experienced that. So I cannot be, I don't regret anything. I'm grateful for the experience. And now I can say I have a beautiful family, and I have 6 crowns that run around calling me mom every day. You know, so that's where I'm super grateful. Family is very important to me. My parents know that. They instilled that in me. I love my brothers so much, and my nephews, and now my sister-in-law, Jen. So I truly believe, and when you're tight-knit family, all the blessings will overflow.
Tama. Dun talaga nagsistart lahat sa family. But yeah, thank you for sharing that experience. I know lagi natin sinasabi na parang, oh, alam mo, hindi naman talaga madali when you're already there sa pageant. And again, lumaban ka ng walang social media, and you being in front of the newspapers and television at that time, malakas talaga ang labanan. And ito pala yung sasabihin ko na now that you are paying it forward by managing yes. talents, di ba? By being mm-hmm. a motivational speaker and just hearing you right now, it's just grabe yung positivity and yung grace mo talaga is just overflowing that vibe. So I'm really honored that you're here sharing your day with us, your time with us. One of the factors that challenges our confidence and self-esteem is, you know, the cancel culture. There's a mm-hmm. lot. Ang dami. Whether mm-hmm. it's a company, a public figure, minsan mm-hmm. cancel culture pwede siyang even as simple as you sharing your political views, di ba? Minsan mm-hmm. That's part of your authentic self, di ba? Yung right. yung self-esteem mo, yung confidence mo about yung knowledge mo sa politics. Minsan kahit gusto mong mag-share, hindi mo nagagawa because people are going to cancel you because ay nako, ito na naman si Luna or si Zai, puro na naman politics. So minsan ikaw yeah. parang hindi na lang ako magpo-post about ng tungkol doon dahil lang kahit pa maganda yung gusto mong sabihin na opinion but ayaw mong makasira ng araw. Pero you know, sometimes it sucks because napipigilan yes. yung freedom mo to say your opinion, di ba?
Right.
Have you ever experienced, you know, someone canceled you? Whether it's online right. Mm-hmm. or, you know, someone in person, you know, canceled you in whatever yeah. aspect of your, of you. Right. Parang ganon.
So next stage of my life is being a mother, right? As a beauty queen, they expect you to look a certain way for the rest of your life. Okay.
For the rest of your life, take note.
For the rest of your life.
Grabe yung pressure. Even
though you just came from the hospital and you gave birth. You know what I mean?
Ay, dapat Kate Middleton.
So, I've experienced that because, yes, I've had so many children. And mind you, for the ones that haven't experienced that, it does take time to get back into shape. And it's a choice. It's a woman's choice to want to get back into shape or just adore her body with her children and her family. And for me, yeah, I've fluctuated. I've, you know, become a model who was like size 25. But to give you my honest opinion or my honest experience, I was the happiest when I was a blimp, when I was having a baby, when I was pregnant with my children. You know, when I was skinny, I was not happy because I was always judged. You know, in the fashion world, it's not easy also. Beauty pageant world, fashion world, you're expected to be a certain look, a certain size. Yeah. If you're not that, then there's something wrong with you. You know, for me, I was confident because I felt love from the right people. And you always have to seek for that. You know, it's okay. Culture natin is like that. It's never, hi, how are you? It's,
I wasn't happy with skinny also.
Or, you know, yeah, see, that's why. I have my husband who praises mm-hmm. me, right? And mm-hmm. so when I see pictures of me modeling, I always question, was I truly happy then? But although I'm also grateful for those moments, but I am more grateful when I became a pregnant woman, when I delivered and I still had the saggy tummy, you know, and the big face. So for me, it really depends on who you want your happiness to go to. Is it for someone else? Or is it for you? Or is it for your family? To be honest, you are important. You know, the song Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror? The biggest yeah. critic is us. The people that we look at or the person that we look at in the mirror. What should I study if I would like to work on my confidence? What is your wish list in life? What do you want to achieve? And I can tell you from your wish list how the next steps. Because you have to also understand your purpose. What do you want to do in life? Who do you want to, you know, give that confidence back? And mind you, huh, this is years of experience. I'm turning 40 this year. I'm proud of it. And all the knowledge I'm receiving, it's endless education. I'm continuously reaching out to my mentors from all aspects of life. I have a mentor in my health, which is, you know, my husband's also my trainer, which I am grateful for. And then, you know, just my life coach, Kimmy Lu, and my children, who are just the biggest inspiration in my life, my parents, my brothers, you know. And business also, mind you, I had a difficult time. You know, I went through different relationships until I found the confidence to stand on my own to build the business, you know, the current business now, which is Mafe Management. And again, it was my family, most especially my husband, always have to give him a shout out, was the one, you can do it on your own, like your husband. Okay ka lang, you don't need anybody. You don't need somebody to guide you. Kaya mo na yan. So if you find those cheerleaders in your life, and you know, and know when you finally understand you're not alone,
yeah,
you can do anything that you want to do. You know, remember,
and I agree.
Intention. Have the intention.
And I agree with you. Hi, Chessa. thank you for joining. And I have to agree talaga. Confidence, lahat yan galing sa experience. Eh. Even your high self-esteem, it's all from your experience in life. And it's very important na hindi ka laging naghahanap ng external validation to gain that confidence, because external validation, they are always short-term. So, it's you really need to look for that support in life.
Yes.
So, aside from yourself, alam mo na parang ito, dito mo lang sila kukuhanin. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, because you've already gave that answer na paano ka magiging confident, what not to say? This is actually a wrap-up question already, but what not to say to someone who lacks self-confidence?
Well, in my motivation speaking, for the ones who've already been there, you know, I love this exercise. It's an exercise where you share, you just repeat after me, and it's like maybe 5 sentences saying, I am. Okay, I am happy. I am going to have a good day. I am going to help people and have, you know, a positive mindset. We say I am 1,000 times a day, right? You say I am hungry. I am frustrated. I am annoyed because of the traffic, maybe in Manila or something like that. Change those around. I am blessed that I have somewhere to go to. I am blessed that I have a car to sit in traffic so I can think about new ideas that I can make into reality. You know, as simple as that. Change your words, because your words are very powerful. Whatever you put out in existence, you know, will come back in return. So you say, I am going to have a good day, then you will have a good day.
Yeah.
Right?
Words are, not only faith, they are powerful, not only that they are powerful, but the words are like wishes. So what you say out there, whether it's subconscious or something na talagang sinabi mo, it's, they are like wishes. So you attract them. So kung ano yung sinasabi mo, you really attract them. We have a good question here. What can you say about fake it until you make it? Ha? Oo nga, no? Yeah. Do you advise that? Is it still?
I used to live by that, but then I tweaked it. And I said, you know, learn until you grow. Right? Because it's the same thing. Why do you need to fake something that you don't know about? So learn about it. And then you'll know. Then you will be it. Right? It's as easy as that. It's the words that you play with words.
That's
and
true.
You find the positive. I mean, don't get me wrong. I have my off days. And that's when I reach out. That's when I put my hand up. I need help. You know, you always have to seek for the people that will empower you. And then you, it's a circle. It's a domino effect. When sila naman having a bad day, you're there. You're the strong one. Right?
I so agree with that. Your grace is really overflowing. I really love this
Thank
vibe.
You.
You don't know how much grateful I am that you are here in Luna, Manila to be interviewed and share how you face and overcome all these challenges in today's world. You know, your authenticity, imposter syndrome, cancel culture, grabe lang. And I think my key takeaway from this interview is how you are as a mother and as a wife, you know, how you handle your family talaga na everything is from the family. Everything that ginagawa mo as an entrepreneur, you know, as a motivational speaker, everything that you post online, those intentions, lahat yun nanggagaling within the family. So Ang galing. That's my key takeaway. I want to ask you, what are you currently working on? And what next? What's next for you that you're excited about? What are you working on? What's next for you?
Again, how long do we have?
Nako.
So guys, if you want to know what I've been up to, just go follow me on Mafe B. Everything's pretty much there, you know, to a podcast, In Love With Me series, to also managing. I'm the head region manager for Australia Kumu, a live streaming app that has positive vibes. So I invite you there. I'll have you a guest there. So you can also feel how amazing it is. If you haven't yet, please do follow Kumu, Australia Kumu on Instagram here, so you can see all the shows and all the amazing ambassadors that are there. Mars Friends, I see you, and you know, who's also a streamer on Kumu, and Ice Gel, I see all you guys here. Thank you for supporting. Also,
thank you for tuning in
on Kumu. At the same time, I have my personality development coaching workshops, as well as the confidence empowerment programs that I have. So just reach out. If you feel like you want to have, you know, a reminder of how blessed you are, a reminder that you do have the confidence in your heart, and a reminder that, you know, you are not alone, reach out to me. I might have, I do have a program for you. I also have the Wellbeing Boost program that I am very passionate about, where it is 1 hour per day starting again in June, where we remind you that intentions are important. Attitude of gratitude is also a priority. Being compassionate to yourself and also knowing your courage. Those are the four themes that we touch on. So if you want to know more about that, do reach out, because I have two age groups. So I have one from 16 to 21 for the Gen Z, and then also 21 and above. So of course that is more our experienced individuals who just want to understand how they can level up in their career, how they can level up in their relationships.
Thank you so much, Mafe. Ang dami kong key takeaway. For our listeners and our audience, please send me a DM or Mafe and let us know what you think about this episode. I want to hear how you face and overcome challenges with confidence sa mga napag-usapan natin ngayon, authenticity, imposter syndrome, and cancel culture. Again, thank you so much, Mafe. Let's talk again soon. Have a great night.
Yes, for sure. Have a great night too. And don't forget, guys, your habit creates your future.
Thank you, Mafe. Have a good night. Bye.
See you.
Hey, I want to hear what are the challenges that affected your confidence and how did you overcome it? Send me a DM on Instagram. It's Luna_Manila. Thank you all for listening.